Are you still looking for signs to see if your manifestation is coming? And what's wrong with that? So before we discuss this, let's see what Neville said about signs. He said, "The signs always follow, they do not precede." He said that in his book, At Your Command. The signs always follow, they do not precede. But what are you doing when you are looking for signs? What you are doing is look, meaning you are checking if there is anything out there that could prove to you that you can have your desire or that you will have your desire. But the thing is, I have never yet seen someone looking for signs who had moved already within. And that's what Neville talks about here. When he says signs always follow, they do not precede, he meant that if you see any signs, they will follow your inner movement, your inner shift. But the thing is, when you have an inner shift, you don't look for signs, but you do sometimes see signs. And I want to point out the huge difference between looking for signs and receiving so-called signs. If you are in the state of looking for signs, you are in a state of doubting and expecting, waiting. If you have moved within, oftentimes you may see signs, but you don't even care so much about them. You just smile. You see those signs and you smile. You're like, yeah, I'm not surprised why I'm seeing this or why I'm hearing that, because I know that I have moved, that I have shifted inside. Therefore, there you go. I'm seeing this sign showing me that my desire is coming. And it's not even showing you that your desire is coming. It's just that the world is starting to shift around you according to your inner shift. Therefore, you will hear and see things that are already resembling, so to speak, your manifestation, your desire fulfilled. However, when you are purposely looking for signs, you have not shifted inside. And because you have not shifted inside, you are looking for proof that you are on the right track. So it is a complete different feeling, a complete different state that you are in than the state that you are actually in when you do create those signs. Plus, if you are in the state of doubt and in the state of looking for signs, I can promise you that because I've been there and done that. Not that I haven't done that myself in the past, but what you will do is manifest a lot of signs and more signs and more signs and more signs. And a year later, linear time year later or more, you'll still be seeing signs, but not your desire fulfilled, not your wanted manifestation. To tell you the truth, when you shift inside, when you have your desire within, you may or may not see signs. It doesn't matter. I have manifested huge things and seeing maybe signs here and there, and others seeing no sign whatsoever. Same thing with bad manifestation, big bad manifestations. Sometimes I may have seen signs, sometimes it just fell on me. I never saw it coming. So the point is, whether or not you see signs just before your big manifested desire doesn't matter. You may or you may not see signs because they're not important. Or better said, you are the signs. You are the creator of those so-called signs. Do you want signs or do you want your manifestation? If you really want your manifestation, you are going to embody the state and the feeling that you already have whatever it is that you want, that you already are the person who has their desire. And seeing so-called signs, it's only a secondary thing, not something important at all. Because you know that you're not focusing on signs, and most of all, you know that it's not signs that you want. What you want is your desire fulfilled. Not your desire, right? Not your desire. Your desire fulfilled. You do not want signs. You want what you want. And by the way, in case you don't know this yet, you don't want to dwell in the desire state. And if you're looking for signs, you are still dwelling in the desire state. You don't want to dwell in the desire state because you want to dwell in the desire fulfilled state. There is a huge difference. I see many, many people dwelling in the desire state and then asking me or anyone else, why is my desire not coming? Because you are in the desire state. That's why. That's all. That's all it is. Now, if you create the belief that in order to get your desire, you have to see signs first, then you are believing a lie. You are creating the belief that, oh, if I don't see signs, it means that my desire is not coming. So, number one, it means that you're not in the state of the wish fulfilled, but in the state of waiting for it still. And number two, like I said, you may or may not see signs. It is not something that you are going to manifest all the time. You may see signs and you may not see a single sign at all. Because if you are, so to speak, in the business of manifesting signs, you could be manifesting a lot of signs to the point of exhaustion and still not getting your wish fulfilled. So if you are looking for signs, remember this, guys. Looking for signs means you are in the state of not having your desire. You are in the state of looking for signs. You are forgetting that you may or may not see signs before you get your stuff. And on top of that, you may be looking for signs and manifesting a lot of signs because of it, but they have nothing to do with your desire fulfilled. Because in the end, whatever those signs are, you, as God, are creating the signs. Your I am is the beginning and the end. You are the signs. Because a sign is a manifestation on its own anyway. It may or may not have anything to do with your desire fulfilled or your desire coming, because you are actually, from the state that you are in, manifesting signs and signs alone, not your desire fulfilled. So remember, guys, that signs are valuable only if you are in the state of the wish fulfilled and you are receiving natural signs showing you that you are on the right track. But focusing on signs, looking for signs, can be a manifestation of their own, and that's all you are getting. You would not get anywhere closer to your desire fulfilled by focusing on signs and looking for signs. So dwell in the desire fulfilled, and you may or may not see signs. It doesn't matter. If you are in the desire fulfilled state, your desire is yours. Thank you for listening, guys. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.